And we're back. It's another Halloween episode of Hey Comics Kids. This is Brad Geiger along with his sons Alex.
Hi.
This is where you say hi, Alex.
Okay, I wasn't sharing. Hi.
And there's Max.
Hello.
And I was woken up this morning by an 8-year-old chirpy little voice singing me a song.
Do you want to do a podcast?
I would have been delighted if it was that short this morning. You've been singing it all morning, and now when I want you to sing it, I get one line.
It went from a podcast frozenish melody to the circle of life. Podcast, like, do a podcast.
It was a whole medley this morning, wasn't it?
It went from one place to another.
Yeah, and we had a very musical morning this morning. So we're gonna talk about Halloween movies and some of the best ones to watch that are age appropriate, or at least hopefully a little bit age appropriate, depending on where you draw the line.
And my Bible rifle is not on this. I'm not gonna talk about Frozen.
We're not gonna talk about Frozen. You liked Frozen, as I remember.
I know it's not a scary movie.
But yeah, we're gonna talk about scary movies. So, Halloween movies. We always make it a tradition in the Geiger house to watch Halloween movies in October together on Saturday night movie night, and wherever else we can fit them in. And some of the ones that we've watched that we think are really, really good. Alex, what's on your list?
And some that are really, really bad.
And some that are really... Yeah, we're going to talk about one or two that we didn't think
really
made it up.
I'm going to start off easy with the younger kids, but this was also a good one for me. I was 11 when I watched this because I was personally too scared for it ever since. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Definitely one for older kids, don't you think?
Well, no, it's one for maybe younger kids, just how it's based.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not for, like, young kids, but
like, the animation...
For three-year-olds in general.
Yeah.
What do you think of the animation, Max?
The animation is kind of like you can see right under the floor, there's people with sticks... And the characters are just little dogs just moving their hands.
No.
You think that's how they did it?
In a way, no. Yes.
No, it was actually very, very special effect-y. It was actually very well done. They didn't do too much or too little on CGI animation.
Yeah, well, actually, they do have, like, a special on how it was done. That entire thing was done with stop motion animation, which means that they were all dolls, and he would move them just a little bit.
Take a picture,
and then move them a little bit more, take a picture, and it was a process that took hours and hours and hours even get minutes of film.
It would take days to get seconds.
Yeah.
And that was like a 1 hour...
That was a 90-minute feature film.
That was like months.
Yeah, it took him a long time. And he had like all these different sculpts of Jack's face at different expressions, so he would just put one head on and then put another head on to make him move his mouth. It was amazing. Tim Burton is really, really hopped up on the stop motion. He loves that process. But Max, what did you think about the plot of Nightmare Before Christmas?
The plot is really confusing. At first, it looks like it's a damsel in distress time movie because of that one going that's a...
It's like a rag... She was like a rag doll.
Yeah.
Built by this scientist, and she, like, have all this stuff come out of her if like, one of the sewing lines got, was open.
Yeah, but she definitely was not a damsel in distress, was she?
Oh,
she could kind of take care of herself.
No.
Yeah, but...
Until the end with that.
Yeah, she kind of saved Jack in a way.
Not... Well,
but...
It was actually the kind of the other way around, yeah.
Jack could not have defeated Oogie Boogie without her.
Yeah.
So, Alex, what did you like about this movie?
I really kind of like everything. It was a really good plot. Catchy songs, good characters. Very good scenes. Settings they did.
Yeah. The songs I cannot replay in my mind, but
why not?
I remember they were really good.
You can't remember them?
Yeah.
I think the best thing about that movie is the music. I could listen to that soundtrack, especially this time of year. I could listen to that soundtrack over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know about that, but
Halloween time is here. I can still remember Liv, but like, I think one of them was like, Halloween time was here. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, yep, you got it right. You got it right. So that's a good pick to start out with, Alex. Nightmare Before Christmas, with a warning that it might be a little intense for some of the younger kids.
Some of Jack the Pumpkin King songs are going to be intense.
Yep.
Because the expressions on his face are definitely a bit scary.
Is that what got you when you were younger?
Yeah, that's what got me.
Yeah.
That kind of scared me, but I was kind of afraid of everything when I was little.
When you were little. You've gotten much bigger since then. So, Max, give me a good Halloween movie pick that's off of your list.
Well, off of my list that I really hope that we can talk about is a lot of the older friends on my dad's time with Novus, Plan 9 from outer
space. Older fans of your dad's time. Go ahead.
Plan 9 from outer space.
We watched that this year for the first time, didn't we? And we talked a little bit about Bela Lugosi and Ed Wood and the fact that he really is credited for making one of the worst movies ever.
But one of the best movies ever for our time.
Yeah, we can watch it and appreciate it for just its overall badness.
Well, I think I get the right to explain this one because Max was with us on it, but I kind of dropped out later
when
on.
When there was a mouse. When I saw a mouse.
So, Alex, go ahead. Talk about the plot of Plan 9.
Well, pretty much Plan 9 is when these terrible alien saucer drivers come to Earth. I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah.
It was like drunk saucer drivers.
Flying saucers, yeah. And you could tell the special effects were incredibly crude.
Because you have them like dangling around like...
And some of the dialogue on that movie was just utterly inane, right?
Well, yeah, the monsters were actually pretty good. That lady scared me a lot.
Vampyra,
yeah. Dracula was in it, even though he's supposed to be a zombie. I don't really care, because vampires technically are zombies.
Technically, yes, they are undead.
Unless they're bitten. But the main point is... It was the dialogue, again, yeah, it was really funny to see, like... Aliens, they're talking about you're gonna find this bomb. It's bigger than the nuclear bomb. It's bigger than the atom bomb. It's like the solar bomb. For the solistic bomb.
Yeah, it was something solar, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he was saying like when you use it, you're gonna blow up this galaxy, and we're in this galaxy too, and he's just yelling at them. Stupid humans, you stupid humans.
Yeah, at one point it turned into a fifth grade playground brawl where he just sat there and called them stupid humans, you're stupid.
He was a 4-year-old that was probably
was more of a kindergarten brawl, honestly.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was inadvertently funny. Max, what did you like about Plan 9?
Well, before I say this, I remember Alex had... We were talking about the movie beforehand. Alex had a great joke. Alex, which I want to give you the honor.
I don't remember this joke.
Go ahead.
I don't remember this joke. You
Alex Rumble, Bela Lugosi.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if I want to announce the jokes had.
It was more of a visual joke. It won't play over on the podcast, but I was talking about how Bela Lugosi
was addicted to... heroin, which is a really bad drug. Heroin, which is really unfortunate. So I made a joke whenever Dad mentioned Bela Lugosi. I'd take my index finger, point it at my arm, and go, quick, quick, quick. whenever he mentioned Bela Lugosi. And, like, well, when the director of the movie asked him in this, like, in this hospital for very, like, poor people, is that correct?
Yep.
Very poor people, he said, you want to do this movie? So I made a joke. I did the... I pretended Bela Lugosi. I gave it kind of my accent, like, give me a stick. Okay.
So, yes, we had a little bit of fun with poor Bella's unfortunate end. But, yeah, it was, again, and we also talked about how, okay, it was a crappy movie. Ed Wood was not a good writer. He was not a good filmmaker. But... thank goodness Ed Wood came along at the end of Bella's life, because he gave Bella this big sense of purpose at the very end of his life. I mean, Bela Lugosi died during the filming of that movie, and I've got to think that he died much happier than he would have if Ed Wood had never come around. And so it doesn't matter that the movie's not good. In terms of Bella, it was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So, let's see, that was Max's pick. That means it's your turn for another Halloween movie pick, Alex.
Well, no, I just said Planet of the Outer Space, didn't I?
Oh, that was your pick?
Yeah, no, that was my pick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was your pick.
It was my pick.
It was Max's pick, but then you pointed out that Max kind of dropped out, so you started talking about the plot.
Okay.
So it's your turn, and we are about to get on I-95, so I know from previous tapings that the ambient noise gets a little bit loud, so you guys make sure you pick up your voices a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Alex, Halloween movie pick, go.
This one, guys and girls, is for, well, older kids, like 12-year-old-ish, 12, 10-ish.
Okay.
Well, my main point is, even though the voicing is not scary at all, it's more than the scenes, Nosferatu.
I knew it.
The voicing is not scary at all, because there is
no voicing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Alex and I watched this. We made it about halfway through, didn't we? Papa's got a DVR that next time we go over and visit Grammy and Papa, we might have that on the TV.
Yeah, but Nosferatu is scary, okay?
Oh, yeah. Very scary.
So it's about this guy who's kind of being... he's kind of everywhere. He's, like, delivering bread. I think he's almost like... boy.
He's everything...
He's going to sleep, and he's, like, wanting to see his family and stuff. But,
yeah.
But he's, like, going to sleep and then waking up to see, like, two bites on his neck. I mean, it's not like of course, he's kind of, like, sick the first bite. And he's like, oh, those darn mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And then, like, you kind of get a shot at Nosferatu, which is, the big vampire. He's probably one of the scariest vampires, he's the only vampire that has, like, rat teeth.
Yeah, he's a very scary character, right?
He's got big, kind of clawy hands. He's got that, like, detective jacket on.
Yep.
And the creepy, like, rat-faced, rat kind of pictured face.
Yeah, he is definitely a very scary... even his silhouette is scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even the shadow he throws is a scary shadow.
And it's really the eyes that I call him rat face, because his eyes are nice blood red.
Yep. There is a movie, I forget who was in it. I gotta look this up. There was a movie that took the taping of that movie as a plot point, and it makes a fictional, a pretend story that what if the guy that played Nosferatu was an actual vampire, and he was, you know, prowling around and
stalking
this
people.
Film at the same time, stalking his co-stars. And as I remember, it was a really well-received movie. I never watched it. Maybe we'll have to see if that's appropriate for
you guys. Like your next Steven Spielberg.
So, Max, Halloween movies. What's another one on your list?
Another great Halloween movie that we can easily talk about because we've seen it very recently. Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania.
I tried to do that Count Dracula voice.
Hotel Transylvania.
You guys both do very good, Bela Lugosi. So, yeah, this was an Adam Sandler movie. It was fun to listen to him do a silly Count Dracula voice.
It was good Count Dracula voice.
Yeah.
But,
what did you like about that movie, Max?
Well, I just liked that it was just so different from those other Count Dracula movies. I mean, it really gets you to be on the monster's side.
That's true. Yeah, you were kind of looking at things from the side of the monsters.
I mean, it really makes you kind of, in a way, hate some of those.
Hate the characters they depict in humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it makes you kind of upset with the fact that, you know, as soon as we see something that's different from us, we get scared and untrustful and intolerant of it, right?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, okay, that's different, and that doesn't mean that it's bad, it's just different, right?
Yeah. I mean, well,
it's like vampire, go kill it!
But in the 21st century, it was a lot different. Well, I think that was only because it was Halloween.
You think?
Yeah.
That's really the only day where things, like, say, like, vampires were real and they really got to go out on Halloween. That's the only day they can really
hide themselves. You'd think that'd be the only days that a vampire could go out
and be appreciated.
And be
like,
appreciated.
Oh, that's a great costume, kiddo.
So what did you think of Hotel Transylvania, Alex? Do you like it?
I liked the beginning.
You liked the beginning, weren't crazy about the end?
The end was terrible.
What did you not like about the
end? Well, the end, if you haven't watched it, was like they're all kind of rapping this song.
Oh.
Like Count Dracula comes in and starts, like, he was actually really good. He starts rapping.
Yeah, but that was the end credits you didn't like.
No, that was not the end credits.
No?
No.
The end credits was like Dracula, and he's like trying to fix everything.
Oh.
Like the end was they like fly off into the room with those chairs, yet still rapping with this like mic on. And he's got it close to his face, and he has the accent while he's rapping. Makes it actually kind of funny, but like the beginning was so good.
The beginning was
the
very
middle
good.
Had me uninterested. Well, kind of ish. I liked the part where he was trying to get the contact lens out of his eyes. Like, let me just get it. And you can like see it swirling around. And Dracula's like, oh, that might be the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
That was a wonderful idea. Dracula tried to put the guy in a trance, like you've seen Dracula do in the movies all the time, and it wasn't working. And the reason they put forth in the movie is because the human was wearing contact lenses, and somehow it must have been blocking Dracula's trance powers, which I thought was a great concept. Max, another Halloween movie.
No, this time it's Alex's song.
Alex, another Halloween movie.
Kind of run through them, don't you think?
Well, I got a few on my mind that we can talk about.
Well, we've been talking about Dracula, so I think I'll continue that with the original. By the way, guys, this is gonna be. It's gonna. Well, I don't think I'm gonna put in the. I was originally gonna put in the Mel Brooks Dracula comedy, but
I was gonna bring that up. It's got a couple of parts that's a little inappropriate, but then again,
it's inappropriate, guys. It's a bit of a non-children movie unless you really trust them and they're kind of older.
Well, in any Mel Brooks movie, you're gonna get a little inappropriate comedy.
Yeah.
That's part of the charm of Mel Brooks is that he kind of goes there a little bit. So there's a couple of innuendo parts and stuff like that.
But it's
not
scary.
Funny movie, right?
We
loved it.
Yeah.
One of my most memorable parts is from the movie from Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is
You're
was
gonna
idea.
Gonna,
I'm a, he tried to change that one post, and it's really confusing to say like.
He kept following asleep the minion he had. Ram something.
Rensfield.
He kind of tripped. He's like, you're very, very sleepy. And he just falls asleep.
Oh, yeah, he'd say, you're very sleepy. And
no, wake
right
up.
Asleep.
Wake up. Now you're very, very. Wake up! Oh my god! And he finally, like the fifth time around, he finally kicks it dot.
Well, it was fun to watch that movie because that was an introduction for you guys to the great Leslie Nielsen, who is an amazing comedian, a guy that started out as a leading man and only found comedy later in life, and when he kind of showed that he could do amazing comedy. And that's how, speaking of movies that I probably should not have let you guys watch, that's how we watched The Naked Gun, right?
Yep.
And if you want to talk about inappropriate, there you go. I guess I'm a bad
dad.
From
Zucker.
But yeah, it was your entree, but it was, there's just a couple of inappropriate parts. I don't know, if you, depending on where your kids are in their maturity level, I think Dracula Dead and Loving It is worth it in the long run. Definitely a good movie. The original Dracula was good. We watched that last year.
That's what I was about to bring up other than Dracula Dead and Loving It. I was going to bring up the first Dracula. Bela Lugosi hit home on that.
Yeah. Bela was great, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of his first act, wasn't it?
Yeah. He came to America, a Hungarian actor.
Only spoke Hungarian.
Didn't have a penny in his pocket. And found out about the Dracula being performed on Broadway and tried out for the part, had to learn his lines phonetically because he didn't know English.
Yeah, like the only lines he knew were the English. So he's like, someone would rock up to Bela Lugosi and like go, hi, Bela, how's it going? I want to suck your blood.
I don't know that that's true.
You do. I want to suck your blood.
Excuse me, Mr. Lugosi, would you like coffee with your eggs?
Blood.
Listen to the children of the night. What beautiful music they make. Okay, tea? Would you like tea? I never drink wine. We don't have a liquor license, Mr. Lugosi. We just have coffee and tea. I'll bring a glass of water. You think about it, okay? Nothing. I get skyballed on that.
Yeah, that was amazing. It's only funny when I do that.
Okay. I understand.
We're
pulling up. We're on the block that school is on, although it looks like we're going to be behind a school bus here.
So,
another Halloween movie. Max, yeah, I got lots that I can throw out there. Give me another one.
There is one more movie that I remember loving when I saw it.
Go ahead. You're
out with it, man.
Standing there, you did a Brunsfield on us. I'm gonna throw one out there. Speaking of movies that are stop motion, we all watched Mad Monster Party.
No, I do not remember that movie.
You don't remember it
he
all.
He didn't watch it. He didn't watch it with us.
Oh, he didn't. Did you
he
watch
didn't.
It?
I watched it.
What'd you think of it?
It's a great movie. It was actually pretty funny. It was a really good.
You hated it.
I loved it.
Mad Monster Party?
Yeah, I loved it.
I remember watching it with you. You felt it was way too long. It dragged in the middle.
You felt that same thing.
I did, and I agree with you. Watching it with today's standards, you could probably make a really good movie out of that if you cut it in half and cut those long dance numbers and song numbers out. You could probably make it into a pretty good movie if you got a good editor attached to that.
Yeah, well, the really part I can remember is, like, Dracula's trying to attack the guy while he's, like, having the sandwich on the tree, remember?
Yeah.
He keeps getting, like, he turned down his head to go, and he'd get stuck to the tree.
Right, Dracula would go running after him, and the guy would duck just in time, and Dracula would get his fang stuck in the tree. Had a couple good moments and some very good, all the character designs were done, by that Mad Magazine artist. I'm blanking on his name. I'll remember it later. Some very good voices, Boris Karloff, Phyllis Diller. It's definitely interesting, but you've got to go into that movie with the right frame of mind and your finger on the fast forward button. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely one for that. So, Max, another movie. What do you think?
Okay. If this is a movie but I have really just high hopes that we can see this movie this Halloween.
Go ahead.
The Great Pumpkin.
Have you never seen The Great Pumpkin? I'm sure you've seen
it. I have seen every Charlie Brown movie.
Okay, so we're definitely going to make time to watch The Great Pumpkin. What's your favorite part of The Great Pumpkin?
I like when, like, you can tell it's fake because, like, you see, like, that smiling pumpkin come out of the pumpkin hole. It's, like, it's just so silly. I mean, like, you can tell there's someone hidden in the bushes just lifting a stick up.
That sounds like something from SpongeBob. You know, because, like, whenever they go on land, this is anything but Halloween related.
Yeah.
Except for the specials they're probably going to make.
Yeah.
But, that, like, whenever you've seen it, when they go on land with that little island, they're just like a little sponge glued to a stick hopping around.
So, is there a SpongeBob Halloween special?
There are billions of them.
There's a SpongeBob special for every holiday.
SpongeBob special with Nosferatu.
Is there really?
Yeah.
There is. And I watch SpongeBob, but not that much anymore.
Okay, you guys are going to have to talk because I am going backwards down the street. Because I guess that kid is not ready for the bus and his mom's not letting the bus go. So she's making us all go backwards down a one-way street. So you guys talk. I need to concentrate so we don't get into an accident. That would be a terrible thing for the podcast.
Yeah, because that'd be like...
Go ahead, Matt. Alex, give us another Halloween movie that we can watch.
Well, another Halloween movie. There is, you know, it doesn't have to be just movies. I mean, you could just kind of sit down. There are a lot of TV specials that are good, too. I mean, you can't really relate it to movies.
Go ahead.
I found some pretty good. I mean, I'm mainly looking at a SpongeBob one.
Go ahead.
They've done really, like, he would dress up as a ghost. There was one really well done one.
Yeah, that one where he,
like, gave himself a costume by...
And, like, people would kind of, like, insult him because, like...
Because he was scared of everything. It would actually turn out, personally, it would be a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it would be.
And at first, you feel like, oh, this is just going to be one of those other ones, like, he's going to flip a patty and everything's going to be better or something like that.
So, do you remember watching Monster Squad last year, Alex?
Yes, I do now that you have mentioned it. I'm sorry I didn't bring that up earlier. I totally should have
done
that.
What is Monster Squad? Is it some kind of rip-off of Superhero Squad? Or
reminds me of the Howling Commandos from Marvel.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
But not the Howling Commandos like World War II. I mean, Howling Commandos, Frankenstein.
Right, and the one from Ultimate Spider-Man.
And it's a good well, you can catch some action from the Ultimate Spider-Man Howling Commandos on Netflix. Just go to the Ultimate Spider-Man Season 2 and last episode.
Very good. That would actually be a good Halloween pick as well, wouldn't it?
We're not even sponsored and you're highlighting Netflix. My God.
It's where we get all our Halloween movies except the Hotel Transylvania where we had to get it.
That took a while. Yeah, it used to be on Netflix, but then, like, nobody wanted to get the time to watch it.
So, yeah, Monster Squad was kind of also in it was an 80s movie, kind of in the same spirit as The Goonies. The only thing is, watching that with your kids, I'm going to talk to the parents just for a second. It uses a lot of language and a lot of kind of like putting other people down that I even as somebody that grew up in the 80s, I find it hard to believe that it was okay to do that in the 80s, but it's definitely something that's not okay at all. And they bandy about a few words and a few slurs that made me really uncomfortable, and we had to have a little talk after the movie about, you know, how we, you know, how using that kind of
language. Wonder we didn't finish it at Rupert.
That's true. We kind of dropped off in the middle, and I was not that interested in finishing
like,
it.
Like, I know you'd lie to us, because we were a little like, oh, we should watch that again sometime.
Yeah, we just found that there was other things that we could do with our time. So yeah, it's a neat movie, but
don't watch it with your kids.
Who can't understand certain things like that. But if you do watch it with even with your bigger kids, take a couple minutes afterwards and kind of talk about that and say, you know what, he kind of called this other kid such and so, and you know, maybe that's not the best thing to do.
Yeah.
So we are pulling up to school.
Also, there's that moment where like they're peeking into that window, which is kind of inappropriate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Monster Squad!
Oh. Oh, God, I gotta pull over. Well, I guess that's as good a place as any to leave it. Halloween movies. If we think of any more, maybe we'll do a supplement. But until then, Max, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I don't know what all the movies we talked about is that. All
right, Alex.
And about Monster Squad, I think they were in a treehouse for most of the time.
Yeah, they were in the treehouse. All right, let's wrap it up. Alex, do you have an announcement about anything you'd like to make?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Please remember to rate us on iTunes and leave us a comment.
All right, this is Brad Geiger speaking for his sons, Alex.
That's it for you tonight, folks. See you all next week or tomorrow.
Depending on when we record next.
Depending on when we record next.
Right, and Max. Goodbye, everybody.
You can stop short and say, oh, goodbye.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodbye.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.